Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Wow, it is Wednesday and I'm recording an episode on Wednesday. For the first time in a long time, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm finally getting used to the change between English time and Japanese time. Who knows? Anyway, recently I went driving in Japan and it was a bit unexpected and it was a bit sudden. We'd agreed to go out to a shopping centre and we were going to go by car, and all of this I knew about and I understood, you know. But then just as we were leaving the flat, my mother-in-law said, "Would you like to drive?" And I thought, I don't know, I'll give it a go. I have driven in Japan before. On quite a few occasions, actually. And the sort of, like, the longest journey I've ever been on was all the way from Hiroshima to Ehime, which, I don't know, is that like 2 hours, 3 hours? I'm not sure. It seemed to take a long time anyway. And you have to go across all these bridges that cross over lots and lots of islands. I think it was called Shimanami Kaido. But anyway, that was a good journey. But I haven't driven in Japan for a very, very long time. Like over, I don't know how many years, 8 years or something like that. So it was a bit of a surprise that I was driving all of a sudden. And in Japan, they drive on the left side of the road, which is fine. We also drive on the left side of the road in England too. So, no difference there. What is different, though, I would say, is the roads. The roads are very different to English roads. They're a lot narrower, and they're a lot more, disorganized, I think. Sometimes there are pavements, sometimes there are no pavements. Sometimes the road can be wide, sometimes it's narrow. Sometimes you have to take a really tight corner. Sometimes the cyclists that are really, like, there's not much space for the cyclists and the cars sometimes. So they come really close to you. So it feels like there's a lot more hazards on the roads in Japan. I mean, I guess it depends what road you're on. If you're driving on a motorway, then that's a different experience. But the little, like, smaller roads around towns, I'd say it feels like there's lots of hazards all the time. And some of the rules are a little different. Like, I think there's something where you the lights are on green and you're turning around a corner, but then there's someone crossing a road and you have to stop for them. We don't have that rule in England because you're not allowed to cross. Like the pedestrian, the person walking along the road, they have to wait until the lights change before they can cross the road. So there's no rule like that. So yeah, I'd have to get that used to that rule. Otherwise, I just sort of wonder, what's this person doing in the road? I might run them over. But yeah, I think normally in England, cars have what's called right of way. So they have like, what? They have right over a human. What? It's like, I'm trying to say they're like the most important things in the road. They have priority. So at first it's cars and I don't know, bikes or something, but yeah, humans should not be in the road. You shouldn't be walking in the road unless, you know, you're at traffic lights or something and they let you, you know, it's on green so you can walk across the road. But I think over here it's weird because there are times when you're in the road and a car has to stop for you. Which is, I don't know, it's a weird feeling. When I'm crossing a road, I'm walking across a road and I can see it and there's like a car coming around the corner and it's slowing down, but you sort of think, has that person seen me? Has the driver seen me? Or is he going to hit me? So it is a bit of a weird feeling and I'm still not getting used to that feeling. It just doesn't happen in England. If a car's waiting at traffic lights and you're crossing the road, then, you know, the car just doesn't start coming around the corner. Obviously, if you cross the road and you're not supposed to, then the car will come. You know, if you cross at the wrong time, then you've got to be very careful. Don't get run over, please. But yeah, a few differences. And of course, all the signs are different. And then the speed is different as well, because we usually have miles per hour in England. So most roads are 30 miles per hour. And then if there's maybe no housing around, then it might go up to 40 miles per hour. And then we have like these things called dual carriageways. And they are 60 or 70 sometimes. Then our motorways are 70 miles per hour. And that's like the fastest speed you can go in England, 70 miles per hour. I'm not really sure about, I have a feeling that the fastest speed you're supposed to go in Japan is something like 60 kilometers per hour, which is really slow. I mean, crazy speeds. It feels like you're walking on a road. It's so slow. And then I've noticed, I think, like, most roads seem to be 40 kilometers per hour, which is a little slow. So 40 kilometers per hour is about 25 miles per hour. So if I'm driving at 25 miles per hour in England, it does feel slow. And like I said, most roads are 30, and 30 miles per hour, that's about 48 kilometers per hour. So yeah, that's a whole 8 kilometers slower than everyone seems to drive in Japan. So it's a bit weird. But the car I was in was a really small car, like a lightweight car called a K car. It's like a certain, what, style of car. It's a classification of car. It just means there's lots of like restrictions on the size and the weight and the size of the engine. So they're really small, really lightweight. And I suppose when you're driving in those cars at a slow speed, it doesn't feel as slow. It doesn't feel too slow, I think. But like if I was in a big car, like a normal, and I don't know, even something like a Mini Cooper, and I was doing those kind of speeds, it would feel really slow, definitely. But anyway, that's not the most difficult thing that I find about driving in Japan. The hardest thing, the thing that I actually find quite annoying is lots of cars, almost all the cars, are automatic cars. And I don't drive automatic cars. I only drive manual cars. And I find it really, really hard driving an automatic car. Now, you would think that I would find it easier because there's less work to do, isn't there? You just put your foot down on the acceleration pedal, on the accelerator, and that's all you have to do. You don't have to change gears. You don't have to use a clutch. But no, it is so much harder for me because I'm used to listening to the engine. I'm used to getting feedback from the engine. And I know, like, when I want to change gear and I tell the car, I want to change gear now, you know, and I change the gear myself. But it's like, I really don't like automatic cars. And the reason I don't like them is because they're reactive instead of proactive. That's a bit difficult to explain, perhaps. But like, when I'm driving a manual car, let's say I can see a hill coming up. So I can change down gear before I get to the hill. So I'm looking at the road ahead and I adjust the gear based upon what I can see. So that's proactive. So, you know, I see something and I respond to it before it comes. But with automatic cars, they can't do that. So you start going up the hill and then the car gets slower and slower and slower. And then it's like, oh, we're going up a hill. I'll have to change down a gear. And then it changes down and it just feels wrong. It's like, I just wish I could tell the car, please, just, you know, select this gear or select this gear. And I don't know, something about it, I just find it really hard to drive and really confusing. And I don't know if I'm going to get used to it. So like, I on this drive we went on, it was about a, I don't know, maybe 20-minute drive. And I drove to the shopping center, but on the way back, I didn't drive. I just had enough. It's like, no, this isn't driving. This isn't fun. This is just, I don't like it. Sorry. So, I don't know. I suppose I should keep practicing with an automatic car and maybe I'll get used to it. I don't think I'll ever like it, but perhaps I can get to the point where it doesn't feel so strange anymore. I don't know. We shall have to see. I would quite like to buy my own car over here. So that will probably be automatic. I would love to buy a manual car. My wife can't drive a manual car, and she doesn't want to learn how to drive a manual car. Even if I tell her, I think they're better. She doesn't care. She just wants an automatic car. So, I have a feeling we'll probably end up with an automatic car if we buy our own car. So, yeah, I should try and get used to them. But I just want to go back to England. I just want to drive on English roads. And I want an English car to drive in. It's just what I know. It's what I'm used to. It's what I'm comfortable with. Sometimes it's nice to, to do what you're used to, do what you're comfortable with, I guess. But yeah, new experience. So, I need to stick with it. I need to push on and, just try and get used to this automatic car, I guess. Anyway, until next time, I hope you have a lovely day and I'll see you again soon. Bye bye.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.